Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We are continuing the Halachos of Dash, the Halachos of Schita. We started last time talking about Schitas Begadim. When we talk about Schitas Begadim, you have to talk about the controversial Shaila of baby wipes. Now, of course, for baby wipes, it needs a few hours shear to go into all the Schitas. We'll just give the basics of the Shaila of the baby wipes. Now, we said there's two Shailas of Schita when it comes to Begadim or to Shmatas. One is a shayla of melabein, and one, which means laundering the garment that you're squeezing out the water from the garment, and the garment is laundered, or is a problem of a farik, I'm removing the liquid from the garment. So by baby wipes, there's no tzad that's melabein. There, when you're wiping a baby and making it dirty, even if water is getting squeezed out, it's not cleaning it, because it's getting dirty at the same time. There's no tzad that there's an issa melabein. What's the shayla? The shayla is if it's an issa mefarik, because when you use baby wipes, there's moisture and there's water inside those wipes. And when you wipe the baby, you squeeze it a little bit and it comes out, the moisture comes out and it's good. It makes the wipe it better, makes it cleaner. And therefore, I want that liquid to be squeezed out of the wipe. So in this Shaila, there's mamish mikotze ala kotze. The machzal yo, the matnas avram, the archa shabbos, Rabelski and Shulchan Alevi, the nishva shabbos, and the Dharma Lakta brings down close to 40 paiskim that all say that it's an Isser de'araisa. If someone used wipes on Shabbos, it's an Isser de'araisa mishum afarik because he's squeezing out the liquid from the wipe and he wants it, and therefore it's a shayla of Isser de'araisa. But on the other hand, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes like this, Yashmokim lahokel v'lekaneach tinuk. There's a mokim to be makel and to wipe a tinuk, which means a baby, to use wipes, elo asuyis minayev v'lo mebatalim, if it's made from paper, not from material. You shouldn't squeeze it with your hand. But you shouldn't wipe very strongly. Therefore, nothing will come out. So Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa bring it down from Hashem Zalman that it's mutter to use wipes, but only if you don't wipe very vigorously, and therefore you're not for sure going to squeeze something out. It seems like he's being makeup because he's saying it's not a psik ratio that I'm going to squeeze something out. And in Kovitz Halachas also, from Shmuel Kamenetsky, he's also matir in some cases. He says, if the wipe is very wet, that it's so wet that when I touch it, my hand gets wet, and I can make something else wet with that, then you should not use it. But if it's drier than that, it's not so wet, so then you could use it on Shabbos, because he's not so worried about Schita, but he says again, shouldn't push so hard while you're wiping. So even though they're makel, they're saying you shouldn't push so hard. And so therefore we have some atirim, and they also brought, they bring down the Debarat HaBam from Rav Dov Feinstein, that he also held up here, Divrei Rav Moshe was mutter, and he says, Noyig HaMishpacha, he brings down the Debarat HaBam, the Mishpacha of Rav Moshe Feinstein was Noyig to use wipes for Tinoikas, because unless they're Mechavin, since they're not Mechavin to squeeze anything out, and Menestam, there's no Chshash, and therefore they're not Choshesh. So we have Mekatz HaLakatz, on one hand we have Paitzkim says Daraisa, and on the other hand, no one says Mamash Mutter Chathila, they say it's mutter if you don't squeeze so hard. So really, in a shal like this, there's an inyan to be choshesh for the raisa and to be machmir. But everyone can ask their own local rav what to do. But there is an eitzah some give, and that alleviates part of the problem. They say that if you spritz some liquid, you use like that baby spritz, you spritz the baby, and then you use the wipe. So there, it's definitely a loy nichale, it's definitely a psik reis loy nichale. I definitely don't want to squeeze it. I won't have to say it's hard to squeeze it because it's liquidy anyway. I won't have to squeeze it so much, squeeze the wipe. And that definitely will help if you're going to use wipes already. Do this, and this way, this will alleviate part of the problem. Now, the Shabbos wipes, the called Shabbos wipes, it's based on that the material is a less absorbent material, and it's a synthetic material. But l'chari, there is also Isder Rabbanon. Even the one who gives the heta itself says you shouldn't push too hard, shouldn't squeeze it too much. So not everyone agrees that the Shabbos wipes are so much better, but definitely a little better than regular wipes. But even that is also a machlekes. If it's good, again, ask your local Rav what to do with regards to baby wipes, because it is a big shiloh on Shabbos.